File number EE149. Personal file from Esat Echt. Interview between Vincent Couture and General Eugene Govender. Location, assigned residence, Etiacht region.
God damn it, Couture, I'm not dead yet.
I don't know what to say. Did they tell you what it was?
Well, your ops friend told me, but I don't understand anything he says. Something about my cells being out of control.
Cancer?
That's what it sounded like to me.
I'll ask him.
Why? I'm still dying. What difference does it make if I know what's killing me?
Maybe they can cure it.
Do you think they'll be able to cure it more if I know what it is? Besides, he's already told me they can cure it. They just won't.
What?
You heard me. He said they don't want to
interfere.
Exactly. I swear I'll die if I hear that goddamn word one more time.
That's not funny, sir. I'll talk to him. Maybe I can...
What? Change his mind? I don't think he makes those kinds of decisions. I know the people who do don't give a damn about what you have to say. And it was funny. Maybe not fall off your chair funny, but enough for a polite laugh.
I'm serious, General. There has to be a way to convince them. There has to be. Rose knows some of their scientists. She
can't do anything, you know that. When they say they don't want to interfere, they really mean that horseshit.
But the Council, if they rule that we're part ECT, they'd have to take care of you then.
That argument is what got us stuck on this rock in the first place. I don't want to be cured if it means spending the rest of my even longer life here. You'd be stuck too.
We'll cross that bridge.
Screw that bridge, Couture. We're not crossing it ever.
We can try.
God damn it. Listen to what I'm saying. I don't want to be saved. I don't want you to do anything because I don't want their stupid cure.
I'm not gonna let you die.
I don't need your permission, son. I'm a general. I'm tired of this place. I'm tired, period. I'm 71 years old. I'm allowed. What? Do you think I'm sorry to go? You think I have a bucket list I want to get through after all this?
You don't want to go home?
I'd like to live in an old house alone. By a lake or a river. Something small. I could sit on the porch and drink coffee, listening to the birds, and no one would come and I'd never hear another word about war or aliens or any of this for the rest of my life. Do you think I can get that?
Probably not, sir.
Then no. I'm fine the way things are.
I'm sorry, sir.
Sorry for what? Are you apologizing to me because you can't cure cancer? Or because you can't make the world the way I want it to be? Either way, never be sorry about things you have no control over. You'll just give yourself ulcers. Never half-ass anything. Drink plenty of wine. I think that's about as much wisdom as I have to offer. How's your girl?
She's doing all right. Certainly better than the three of us. She has a day job. She's 15 and she has a day job. Home... things are a little rough at home. For one thing, I really suck as a schoolteacher. Rose helps me write lessons and stuff. I try my best. It was a lot easier when she was 10. We try to make it about things that she likes as much as we can. Apples and pies aren't cool anymore. But it's fairly obvious that we have absolutely no clue what she likes nowadays.
Apples and pies?
You know, you have two apples and 11 friends. What does each friend get?
Nothing. They get squat. I haven't had an apple in 5 years. I'd shoot the 11 kids if I had to.
Maybe you should be the one teaching her.
I was until now.
What are you talking about?
God damn it, Couture. Pay attention to your kid. She doesn't have a day job. She has half a day job. The rest of the time she spends with that young guard trainee, some old man from the soup kitchen, that blue friend of yours.
Isok. How'd you know all that?
I read tea leaves. Because she tells me, you idiot. She might tell you if you paid attention. She stops by my place every morning. She usually brings some yesketats she gets from the market.
You like that red juice?
Oh, yeah.
It's too sweet for me.
We talk. I show her things.
What do you talk about?
Whatever it is she wants to learn. She likes military strategy.
You're teaching her to fight?
Do I look like a kung fu master to you? I'm out of breath after I tie my shoes. No, strategy. Classical stuff. Hammer and anvil. Oblique order, blitzkrieg, flanking maneuvers. She likes that. We reenact famous battles with beans and rocks. She's a natural. She doesn't know the names of things, but she has great instinct.
I didn't know that.
I know you didn't. You're so busy trying to make all of this normal, make her feel like she's back home, you don't notice what's happening here. I've got news for you, son. This ain't home. There's nothing normal about it.
I just want...
I know what you want. You're not getting it. Maybe it's time you started wanting something else.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
You're not supposed to do anything, Couture. You decide. You have no idea what to do. Well, here's one for you. Get your head out of your ass and get that kid of yours home.
The council might rule our way.
The council? You've been waiting for them for 5 goddamn years. They're not helping us. How long will it take for you to get that through that thick head of yours? Eva's 15 now, Couture. 15? Are you going to wait until she's 30? Get her away from this place. We don't belong here, son. She doesn't.
I don't know.
I don't know what to do. Is there an echo in here? Boo-hoo. You find a way home and you take it. I told you to make friends. You barely get out of your house. You can't even see what's right in front of your nose. I just told you your daughter spends all her days with an Imperial Guard trainee. What do you think these people do? They pilot big-ass metal robots. That's what they do.
He can't do it on his own. I already asked. They control all the robots from one place. We'd need someone to let us go. We could try and take that command center by force, but I don't think...
You what? You're afraid it might be dangerous? You don't want to put her in harm's way? She's already in harm's way, Couture. There are riots every day. Someone bombed, well, vaporized, a government building in Osk this morning.
I didn't know.
This place is on the verge of revolution, and we're smack dab in the middle of it. One side blames us, the other one uses us.
They know we have nothing to do with what's going on.
Oh, we're involved. We're involved whether we like it or not. Your daughter is. Don't fool yourself into thinking she's safe because they haven't hurt her yet. You get your kid off this rock, you hear me? You need to promise me you'll get her home.
I'll get her-
God damn it, Couture! You don't try, you do it!
Yes, sir.
That's my boy. Now, hand me that loaf of bread, will you?
What? This?
Are you making fun of my bread?
You made this thing?
You try making bread with what they have here.
It looks more like a pancake. Did you use any yeast?
And how would I do that? Go to the market and ask for fungus? Would you eat that?
Probably not.
That's right. Could be someone's athlete's foot. I hate this place. There's nothing good to eat, not a goddamn thing. You know the first thing I'm going to do when I'm gone.
What?
I'm going to have the biggest goddamn steak anyone's ever seen. What? I'm dying. You think that's funny?
You think there's steak in heaven?
Oh, I don't know if I believe in heaven.
You don't know if you believe in heaven, but you're sure about the steak.
Yes. Do you have anything to say about that? Be very careful with the next words to come out of your mouth, Couture. You're addressing a Brigadier General in the Earth Defense Corps.
I hope it's bloody as hell, sir.